He'd be getting excited about the rugby league season coming up. He's a mad, passionate Parramatta Eels fan, Paul Gower. Didn't have a lot to cheer about last year. But this is a new year, Gowie. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. Only 27 sleeps or something left until the games. Can't wait. Well, I love watching the reruns on Fox Sports. I don't know if anybody else is watching those, but I don't miss them. They're fantastic.
You'd be watching 81, 82, 83, and then 86, and then nothing after that.
Oh, I just keep running. It's fantastic. Isn't it great watching the great Sturlo play back then? He was just he would just march everybody around the field. He'd hardly get hit himself.
Who's the next Sturlo this year? Gowie, you've always got the next Sturlo coming through. Who is it this year?
Dylan Brown, a young fella. He's only 18 years of age from New Zealand for Para. I don't know. I think he'll get a start this year, but
he's a good player.
You got Moses there, but anyway, it's another year. We'll wait and see. Mm-hmm.
Good on you, mate. What about this young amateur Nathan Barbieri?
Yeah, this is a good story, actually. Nathan, I did a story with him for Fox Sports about 3 years ago. He's 15 years of age. He won the club championships at North Ryde. He's gone on to bigger and better things, young Nathan. His father's been in rugby league, actually.
Is his old man Ernie?
Ernie. He's one of the head producers for years for Channel 9 and Fox.
And Fox, yeah.
And Nath was just a little fella, growing up a bit bigger. And the last 3 weeks, he had an amazing, amazing run. Runner-up in the Australian Amateur Championships. Got beat 2-1 by Irish young kid, because we've got a lot of international players coming over to play the Australian Amateur Championships. And the following week, after being beat, he jumped on a plane, got home, played the New South Wales Amateur Championships at Terry Hills, got beaten in the final 2-1 by a young Indian kid. So he's had quite the 2 or 3 weeks actually out and about, and I think it's a testament to him. He's not been one of those name players. He hasn't been a Brian Russell or a Kerslack or a Cameron Davis that have come along. He's just done his thing and worked really hard at it, and he's deserving everything he gets. And this week at the Victorian Open, and if people want to watch, it's on Fox Sports, is watching him. He's playing with Peter Senior. He's drawn with the old Fox himself, and I think he'll learn a lot from a couple of days playing alongside Peter Senior.
Geez, I hope he's got more control than his old man.
Well, it's something you'll need in golf, that's for sure.
Don't worry about him as an amateur. What about the amateur playing in his second-only event? We said, I don't expect anything from him this week. It was over there in the Saudi Open, and he finished in fourth position. We're talking about Minjin Lee's brother.
Yeah, Minwoo Lee. Yeah, I've watched him since he was 14. He was on the, he could have turned pro when he was 16.
Really?
He had that much game, and he'd been playing in some pro tournaments. I'm not taking anything away from him. He missed his first cut. He's a bit disappointed. But to run fourth, that was fantastic. He's now this week, he's over on the web.com in Panama City. So he's signed up with IMG. He's going to take as many invites as he possibly can to get a card somewhere in the world. And what a great start. He'll get two more events in Europe. I think he can have 8 or 9 sponsor exemptions. So fingers crossed that he gets that. But he's a good kid. Follow him on Instagram. He's hilarious, actually. He's got a good sense of humour. And, he's got plenty of game. He's one of the longest. He's not a big kid either, but, he hits it a long way without a doubt.
Yeah. Not only that, I mean, with the prize money he's pocketed, it's going to make his opening 12 months as a pro pretty comfortable. But if you want to take Gowie on, he's the pro. If you want to take Gowie on for the $50 voucher courtesy of our great mates at Drummond Golf, call now on 13 53 53. Pretty simple game, Loz and Gowie. Gowie picks someone to win the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Whoever you pick, if they finish ahead of Gowie, you get the $50 voucher courtesy of Drummond Golf. So the ATT Pebble Beach Pro-Am, spectacular backdrop, Gowie. How do you see it?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting week. They've had pouring rain there this week, and hopefully that it binds up. We've got 9 Aussies. So the Aussies are starting back to play this week.
9 Aussies.
Really good. Adam Scott's back after his second at the Farmers Insurance 2 weeks ago. Hopefully he's still using that putter, because that was possibly in the last 15 years, that was his best ever putting week. So fingers crossed that he uses that putter again this week. You know, golfers, we change all the time. We're looking for the secret, but hopefully he's found the secret with that. But I like Jason Day this week. He finished top 10 there at Farmers. He'd been a bit rusty. He had a bit of time off He's played well here without winning. He's had a second. He's had a bunch of top tens. He just can't seem to win around here, but who knows? It could be his week. If it is raining and soft, he likes those conditions. He's good for me.
All right, we've got Harry on the line. Good morning, Harry.
How you going, guys? How
going very, very well, mate. Now, Gowie's chosen Jason Day, who's an $8.50 chance in the Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. Who do you like?
Mate, I think the favourite. I think Dustin Johnson's going to be very hard to beat after his win on the weekend, mate.
DJ, paying $6. Top five, yep. $2. Top ten, $1.50. But Gowie's taken Jason Day. What do you think of Dustin Johnson, Gowie?
Oh, well, coming off the win last week at a solid field, not a great field. He's taken on a cracking field this week, but he's playing alongside, because this is a celebrity pro-am, he's playing alongside his future father-in-law, Wayne Gretzky. So that comes from pressure itself, because, you don't want to disappoint your father-in-law, do you?
Yeah, that's right too, Gowie. You're dead right there, mate, but he's a long hitter. You know that, and it looks like he's got his game back in play today, back on song, so... You know, he drives far and he chips well. He putts good, mate.
You sound like you're a golfer, Harry.
No, I'm not. I'm just a punter.
No, you sound more than a punter.
All right, well, Harry, we'll be cheering for you, mate. You're on the favourite there, Dustin.
All the best.
Good on you, mate.
We'll hopefully calling you as a winner on Monday morning, Harry. There, he's gone with Dustin Johnson. Tab.com.au $6. Gowie likes Jason Day. $8.50. Then there's a really big gap, Gowie. Jordan Spieth, can I ask you where his game's at? He's an $17 chance.
Yeah, no, I think his game's good by the looks of it. He had a pretty good off-season. He got married and done all that sort of stuff and got that all out of the way, ready to contend in majors. And, it's amazing how people didn't think he went that well last year. He still made, say, $4 to $5 million. Just didn't win, but he didn't hold those 20 footers. He had a amazing statistic for about 3 years that, he holds something like 18% of putts from 22 feet or more. It's amazing stat. Like, not even Tiger at his best could hold those. He was good from the 6 to 8 footers, but the 20 footers, go and try to make one of them in a round. Well, he was making 3 and 4 in a round, and that made the difference. So he's got to get back to that, and we'll wait and see. But he's always such a competitor.
Yeah. Now, Gowie, I'm a fan of Tommy Fleetwood. If I was to put him in a futures market...
What's that, mate? Yeah.
All right. What event would I look to put him in as a winner?
I reckon it's the Open Championships, the Royal Port Rust this year. He's a really good player. He's just one of those solid ball strikers. And when he's on with his putting, well, watch out. And he's a bit of a streaky putter at times. So I reckon it's the Open Championships. I don't think the Masters suit him. I don't think he fights the ball the right way for the US Masters. There's a possibility Beth Page could suit him for the US Open. But, I think he's definitely for the Open Championships. And Royal Port Rush this year, it's up in Ireland. It's going to be a massive, massive Open Championship.
Beautiful.
But he's great for the game, Tommy Fleetwood. I don't know when the mullet will come off. It'll be years before that he matures. Who knows?
He's a favourite. And also your roughie, Johnny Holmes, J.B.
Yeah,
Holmes.
J.B. Holmes, actually. It's not Johnny Holmes. It's actually J.B. Holmes.
Old J.B.
Without a doubt. Now, take a look this week. We've got the Victorian Open Championships. It is a co-sanctioned European event, but one of the only ones in the world that it's men and women playing at the same time. We've got the great Kari Webb down there playing with Minji Lee and Laura Davies from the women's side. And then you've got Lucas Herbert, Roy Ishigaru, and Nicholas Colsart, and Ogilvy, and Allenby, and Adam Bland. They're all playing from the men's side, so... Playing for a lot of money, by the way. The Victorian government put in $5 or $6 million to this event, and the players are playing for $1.5 million each. So bigger than the Australian Open in prize money this week. So
wow.
You can see it all on Fox Sports. Fox Sports for the first time telecasting the Victorian Open.
Good on you, mate. Well done, Gowie.
Thanks, fellas.